Yeah. Uh-huh. Listen up. Yeah. I can see you're new to this. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no experience. You're entry level. You ain't got no qualifications, baby. You're entry level. Your entry level. Your entry level, baby. Your entry level. Ooh, yeah.
Entry level. Big shout out to BetterHelp. BetterHelp supports your mental health goals every step of the way. Listeners get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Brooks. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brooks. For 10% off your first month. Welcome to this week's episode of Entry Level. I'm here. I'm at his house.
Chris Rock.
You're Team Chris Rock?
What are you?
I think Will Ferrell had every right
sure
to slap him.
Sure. Well, you know, he was Anchorman. Were you kidding when you said Ferrell?
Yes.
Oh, good. I got so nervous. I said Anchorman, and you looked at me like you didn't know what I was talking about.
Okay, so I didn't watch it live. You made money on the Oscars. That's fun. Yeah. I wasn't here. I was in the Salt Lake City airport.
Yeah.
And then Summer said, "There's a thing where Will Smith hit Chris Rock."
A thing.
And
yeah.
I thought, well, that's a weird bit.
Uh-huh.
And then we looked it up. And I go, oh, that wasn't a bit.
Yeah.
You watched it live.
Right.
What'd you think?
Oh, it was equivalent to, the only thing I can equivocate is the Janet Jackson.
I was going to say Janet Jackson's boob down.
Because the way that like a party changed in that moment. But the nip slip was one of the greatest things that ever had happened. I mean, nip slip. I mean, it was on purpose. They choreographed it. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. Every single person in that party stood up in that moment. That just doesn't happen like when the game's not on, you know?
What do you mean every single person in that party?
When I was watching the Super Bowl with the nip slip.
Oh, okay.
Every single person.
Every person in like the Janet Jackson or Justin Timberlake party.
Oh, no. I'm just saying it was just like electrifying. Incredible.
Yeah.
And then this also, it's like everyone in the party is like, what the fuck happened? The only problem was it wasn't exciting positive. Mm-hmm. It was exciting, very negative. Mm-hmm. And then thinking, you know, like, oh, well, we're never going to see Will Smith again because that's the way the world works. You don't do that, obviously. And then we see you again. We're going to have to see you later through like a series of PR statements through your lawyer.
You got to do a 2-year timeout.
Yeah. We're going to see you on, you know, fucking, I don't know. I guess Colbert won't even have him probably.
Well, but you take a 2-year timeout. Normally it's not 30 minutes before you get an Oscar.
So instead, immediately everyone comes out and he is a reaction shot for every presenter immediately after. Laughing away. Then they give him the Oscar. They let him up there. They let him up. They cut off the director of Drive My Car. Oh, they cut him off fast. But the guy who just assaulted a presenter, not only a presenter, not only one of America's greatest comedians, a 2-time Oscar host, hosted the Oscars twice. They couldn't have given a shit less about Chris Rock.
My point of view on it was I have also because I think he was just hammered. And I said, I've also been drunk, fought a guy, and then an hour later cried about it.
I guess.
And I think that's what he did. He got drunk, fought a guy, and cried about it.
Right.
He felt insecure and emasculated, which I've done. But I was 20 and it wasn't at the Oscars and I've never fought anybody since. And I was so embarrassed at what I had done.
And where were you?
Iowa City, Iowa.
And where?
A house party.
And did you go back to that house ever?
No, I quit ever fighting ever. And I cried at my apartment thinking I'm better than that.
But you didn't like go back to the house afterwards and then maybe like win award for best party guy. That didn't happen.
No.
You, like, in shame, you never did that again.
No, and out of shame, I was 20, have never, ever, ever thought about hitting someone ever again in my life.
Yeah. That dude's 54? 53?
I do want to give a shout out to Jada and Willow, who I have shared a rope swing with in Kauai before. Oh, yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Venus Williams, who had a nip slip in his speech, and no one's talking about it because things got a little crazy.
Yeah,
a nipple flies out. That's the least least of your worries. But there were it was blocked out. Like during the performance, they put it on Venus and Serena, and then like it went to Oscar card.
Oh, is that why it went to Oscar card?
Because Venus's nipple was out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Summer and I were watching it.
Yeah.
At in the Salt Lake City airport with no sound. And he's up there crying. And then it went to Oscar card.
Yeah, well, the first time it went to Oscar card is because when it comes back from Oscar card, he goes, oh, no, I spit. I hope y'all didn't see me spit. But I'm like, spit? What are you talking about? Like, he spit on stage?
He's wasted.
It doesn't make any sense.
You spit when you're wasted.
Why is he wasted?
Why?
He's wasted on mental illness, dude. He's wasted because he didn't take his pills, not because he took too many pills.
No, but I'm saying he was clearly drunk.
No, this dude's manic. This dude is manic.
Hey man, if my life's in shambles, in absolute shambles, and they're like, hey, go to the Oscars, you might win the Oscars, I'm probably going to be nervous and drink too much before I go.
You think his life is in shambles?
It seems like it is.
Well, it certainly is. He's not enjoying it. This has not been Will's best year.
That's all I'm saying. It's just I'm nervous. I'm fucking just like, shit, I'm not ready for tonight. I'm going to drink before I go there. And then I slap a guy.
Sure.
Now I'm going to.
So it's like incredible. It's incredible that you can just slap a guy. I mean, anywhere. Like the fact that people have done it at, you know, comedy shows in the middle of nowhere 1 million times is one thing. But when it's on the fucking Oscars, you know, I mean, it's just it's absolutely it's fucking insane. And then he gets up there and he wins Best Picture. And then everybody in that crowd stands up.
That was crazy.
Stands up.
Yeah.
Maybe not today. Maybe not today. We won't stand up.
Right.
Man, does he have an apology to give to Questlove? Immediately after he gets slapped, he's like, and the Oscar goes to Questlove. And then Questlove's got to get up there and be like, thanks, Will. I came here with my mom.
Summer and I were in the airport, and it was one of the most polarizing moments of all time because we're sitting waiting for our plane and we hear multiple phones watching it. You know what I mean? Not just like rant, like a one phone, like we're surrounded by people watching that moment on their phones.
When you look at, I went and looked back today at what in the aftermath, Questlove's up accepting his Oscar. And then every crowd shot, there's people on their phone. Just like looking at their phone, being like, look, I'm just poking people next to him. Like no one in there, no one at any party knows that he won that Oscar.
No. Insane. Okay. So, but you won money.
And then Diddy comes out immediately afterwards and he's like, that's squashed. That's over. We're like, what are you talking about? Anthony Hopkins comes out and he says, well, Will Smith said it all.
Diddy?
Like, what are you talking? What is anyone talking about?
To be fair, compared to Diddy's past beefs, that's squashed.
In that moment when Will Smith wins, you see in the little box that has Denzel in it, he shakes his fist like, yeah! Everyone, fuck Chris Rock! I am so fucking anti-Will Smith, I'm gonna ruin him. Personally. You hear that, Will Smith? I'm coming for you.
Well, the other part that's weird is like everyone in our social circle, like Will Smith made a like a fucking CISO thing with a year ago. So everyone was hanging out with Will Smith like a year ago. There's a lot of like, check it out, it's Will Smith. So he's like hanging out with a bunch of comics. He goes and slaps our idol.
He employs a room of stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
Some of which we are friends with.
A lot of which have been on this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the whole thing is like, the fact that there's like a, what side are you on debate is like bonkers. It's right. like, do you like Russia or do you like the Ukraine? Which one? You can't say you're Will Smith. I've heard a lot of jokes, and that joke was not that bad. No. I mean, it was not a good joke. No, who but cares? Whatever. It's not insulting enough to cause a man to like to be the first person in the history of an awards show to slap someone.
No, it wasn't that bad. It's impossible to be funny at the Oscars or the Emmys. Our friends Che and Jost hosted the Emmys, and like that's just like they're funny guys, but that's a hard place to be funny.
You know what? Chris Rock had 4 jokes, and I didn't remember them.
Okay.
He had 3 pretty good jokes, and then he had that terrible joke, and that's all you remember. But you're like, why did he come out and say that one? Like, why would he have got put on a suit to say that joke?
Right.
And there were like 4 things he said.
Well, we're only 6 days late to this. But fun times. I had a good time in Montana doing stand-up.
I haven't moved on. I have not moved on at all from that slap. I exist in that slap. It's ruined my life.
Why?
I don't know, man. It's like all-consuming for me. But it's Coda, too big.
Coda won. That's fun for you.
I just can't take the disrespect. And then Coda won. Yeah, and no one remembers.
No. No, they don't.
It really was not good. Anyway, what's next? I loved it because I wanted to make money on it, and I did, and I'm over it.
Well, I was bummed I wasn't here because like I've watched the Oscars a lot, and like I'm like, these are so boring. I can't watch these. These are so boring. And then I'm like, that happened and I missed it.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, it was my party and my party was lit.
Nice. What's the craziest thing that happened at the party?
The Will Smith slap.
Oh, nice. Okay. Cool. Well, okay. Let's get to this week's guest because I have been flying around doing stand-up shows. I got to go to Miami in the morning.
Wow.
To go to a wedding. Very exciting. Do you have any advice for me to go to when I go to Miami?
Oh, yes. Do not go. I know enough.
About Miami?
Yes, and weddings. No, I don't think anyone should be flying to weddings.
Okay.
Not this year. I think you should always, every year, have a party or a wedding where you live and where your friends live. And you can't go to a different city to have a wedding. I'm against that personally.
Okay.
A lot of people do it because it's cheaper or whatever, or more family lives in another place.
Well, this is a friend's family lives in.
But then I don't have to go. And you're saying I've chosen my family to come cheaply over you coming cheaply. Mm-hmm. And so also this is the year after COVID, 2 years of no weddings. And now I have 6 weddings like by September. Mm-hmm. And
one of them is yours. When are you getting married?
I'm going to. I can't. I tried. I couldn't fit it in the schedule of weddings. I went around to all my friends and I said, I'm in love. I have a son. And they're like, well, we need the weekend. Anyway, so I guess I can't get married. Not this year. But I'm going to every wedding in town and zero weddings out of town. Mm-hmm. And that's my new policy.
All right.
Also, people still trying to invite like 300 people to their wedding. You're like, it's 2022, motherfucker. People are choosing. People don't need to go to your wedding anymore. They'll zoom in.
I'm a big don't have a wedding guy.
Holy shit. No, that's my thing.
But I don't. But like you can get married. Just don't invite anybody.
Oh, right.
It's fine if you want. If you want to, go nuts.
You do
want to
get married.
Yeah, I don't mind getting married. But like I'm also just like, well, don't ruin my day.
Mm-hmm.
Like have a party. Awesome.
That's it. No, there's only one goal. And that's for everyone to have a good time. At your wedding. And it's not for someone. It's just so fucking often that I come back from a wedding and the only thing I remember is how much it costs. Seriously. Like, did I have fun?
I'll be honest.
Yes. Could I have had fun for $2,000 less?
Okay. So I am excited to go to this wedding. I really like the people getting married. I love them. I'm excited to go to this wedding. But you brought up another point, which is I have started going to therapy again. Okay?
I brought that point up?
Well, It's a cost thing because it's $200 for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I remember why I stopped going to therapy.
Well, you don't need a good one.
Well, every time I'm in therapy, I spend all 45 minutes thinking, this isn't worth $200.
Yeah.
That's all I think about.
Yeah.
I can't get that out of my head.
Right.
Like the whole time I'm talking or they're talking, I'm just like, look, this is not worth the money.
Yeah.
Like I could do a lot more with this money than talk.
Why don't you find the cheapest therapist possible?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, that probably also isn't worth it, but it's closer to being worth it.
Well, I'll tell you what, this week's episode is sponsored by.
Oh my God. Somebody's about to get a fucking, what do they call it when you do it?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, go find cheap therapy. You don't need to spend $200 on it. I'm about to do a promo about how you can get better therapy. And you know what? Actually, I'm going to do that. I'm doing that as opposed to this $200 for 45 minutes. Have you done therapy?
No. But I'll tell you who wants me to.
All right. From two guys who think you should do therapy.
Oh, my God. I was telling a story the other day where I was like, whoa, where did that come from? And why have I never dealt with that?
I woke Summer up, and this is what like led to it. This yeah. is one of the many things that led to it.
Yeah.
And this is going to get sad.
Uh-huh.
Crying in my sleep.
Uh-huh.
Hysterically.
Yeah.
And it was, I had a Kevin dream.
Right.
Of me and Kevin hanging out and him dying. And I just started uh-huh. crying in my subconscious sleep.
Uh-huh.
And she woke me up and was like, what's happening? And I was like, oh my God, I had a dream about Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like 2 weeks later, she's like, maybe she should go to therapy. He's like, I don't know. She's like, you cry in your sleep. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would hurt you. I was like, that's probably true.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got a lot of work to do. I just want to be good for my boy.
On a positive note, let's tell everybody about our new Entourage Night. This is very
yeah.
exciting.
It has happened zero times.
But our friend Nick Rutherford has never seen the show Entourage. So we're going to watch 2 episodes once a week, and we're going to watch them, and we're going to be boys, and we're going to enjoy Entourage.
It's going to take a year if we watch 2 episodes a week.
Maybe we get a little crazy. Maybe watch 4. Who knows?
I think 4 is more like it.
All right, 4
yeah.
sounds good.
And so, yeah, you said this. I think that's a great idea. I'm always down for an Entourage rewatch. I rewatched it last year with Lyra Smith, who was watching it for the first time. She loved it.
That's her first time?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, buddy, it didn't get a good reputation. You know, people, if you didn't watch Entourage, you think Entourage is something else.
Right.
And you don't understand how fun it is.
It's so fun.
Because it's like, and you don't understand that you can watch it and get it. Because, you know, it's like the male Sex and the City. And it's like, Sex and the City sucks, but it's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, both can exist.
Very exciting. We're going to start Entourage Week.
Yeah.
Me and Rutherford are fighting over who's E and who's Vinny.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that Rutherford probably is Vinny.
I do too.
But
it's frustrating.
I think that you might have trouble pulling E off. Now, I took drama.
You did take drama happily.
And I think that's great.
And we gave...
Cornell is Turtle.
Cornell is Turtle.
Yeah.
And Carl Hess...
Carl Hess is Val Kilmer.
No, he's dumb.
It doesn't completely fit his personality.
No, but
Do we have any friends who spend time in prison?
No, but Carl's the guy who will show up and then you're like, I love this. And then like an hour later, you're like, I'm done with this.
Isn't that interesting? That no one ever comes out of prison and thinks, you know what I want to do? Stand-up comedy.
Dom did stand-up comedy?
No, I'm saying we don't know any people out of prison.
Isn't that like fucking...
Also, I do know a few comics.
Isn't that like that really
personally.
Bad guy's whole thing? The Joe
Chris D'Elia?
No.
You know, has Joe Rogan spoken about the Will Smith thing? Because I do wonder what one half of the country's population is going to think once he tells them.
That's true. No, but speaking of Joe Rogan, like the guy who's like, I'm the worst piece of shit ever. The old dude that was in prison.
The Italian guy. The big fat Italian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joey
Diaz.
Diaz.
So he Coco. Is a prison.
Yeah,
comic.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He was the guy I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
I don't know him either, and I'm fine never knowing him.
I just think when you get out of prison, you think, I want to do something better with my life.
And his was become Joe Rogan's low bro.
Moneymaker.
Yeah, money. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how that system works. I just know that that guy does not seem chill, and he might come at us for this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of guy you listen to and you think, damn, I wish I could have those opinions. I wish I could just punch a woman in the street. Oh, God, I love this podcast. This is what I want.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Yikesy, mikesy. All right. Well, you know that we've talked about people we don't necessarily love their comedy? You know who's somebody whose comedy we do love?
Cornell, baby.
Kurt Braunohler.
Kurt Braunohler. I love Kurt Braunohler.
So do I. And he's about to do this podcast, and I'm excited. I don't know what we're going to talk about yet. I think we're going to talk about camping, but I'm about to go interview him, and it's very exciting.
Can I tell you this?
Go ahead.
The first people to ever regularly book me, mm-hmm. Kurt and Kristen.
Christian Shaw?
Yeah. Back in when they're the Hot Tubs original location at the
Littlefield.
Pit.
At the Pit?
At the Pit.
At the Pit!
Yeah, Hot Tub, back in 2007, maybe.
Wow.
That was like the first, and that was the first book show I did. And then it moved to?
Littlefield.
Pianos.
Wow.
And then it moved, of course, to?
Littlefield.
I'm not sure, probably.
Okay. Now it's at the Virgil. Kurt Rules. Enjoy this interview with Kurt. Yeah. I'm sure we're going to talk about camping and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Nick, I really think you should watch Our Flag Means
Me?
Death. Yeah, I think you would like Our Flag Means Death.
That's so sweet.
It's a really good show. It's my favorite comedy in a long time.
You know, I watched a little of it, and I thought, I'm not sure I have the room inside my skull to roll my eyes as hard as I want to, but I'll give it a shot. It sounds like it's for me.
Well, listeners, I think you should listen to our watch Our Flag Means Death and enjoy this week's interview with Kurt Braunohler. Is there something preventing you from achieving your goals? What interferes with your happiness? Check out betterhelp.com/Brooks. Guys, I started going back to therapy, and it's helped me deal with stress in a healthier way. And it's dope. And you should check it out. I don't know. And BetterHelp is an awesome way to check it out because BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's very, very convenient. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. Like I was like looking for a therapist, like asking people and, you know, like they're full of clients. So then they send you to somebody else and it took like 2 weeks. That's a long time. This is within 48 hours, you can see a licensed therapist. It's awesome. And it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. And you can send a message to your counselor anytime, which is great. Some people are like, well, hey, you know, this costs this much money and it's only this 45 minutes and then we're done. That's, you know, it's nice to be able to have the safety net of reaching out anytime. And they deal with depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, anger, sleeping, trauma, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, all the stuff. Like the things you're worried about, they can help you with. That's what counseling's for. And it's awesome. So I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Brooks. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brooks. Welcome to this week's episode of Entry Level. He's at my house. Kurt Braunohler, you brought your own nitro cold brew.
Yeah, man, vanilla sweet cream. I've been into it. You know, when you're looking for a nice, cool, refreshing beverage, why not think Starbucks, guys? Starbucks has a beautiful array of different types of drinks now available at 7-Eleven. Why not step in and pop open a nice cool Starbucks vanilla sweet cream cold brew premium coffee drink? It's only 70 calories, Brooks, and it goes down smooth.
I'm going to edit that out. I got my own sponsors. you know what? Last night I did go to like a sauna and cold plunge in Hollywood.
Yeah,
with Summer.
You did?
Yeah,
a sauna cold plunge in Hollywood. Is it the Russian one?
Pause.
Oh no, it's a different one.
It's awesome.
Okay,
it was great. We left at like 9.
Yeah,
And there was a line of people outside Starbucks. And I was like, who the fuck is going to Starbucks at 9?
A line at 9?
9 p.m.
See, I'm a nighttime coffee drinker.
Okay.
When I'm like on the road and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm never, it's always, I struggle to find places that are open at night. I guess Starbucks maybe is the only place that's
Starbucks
open.
Starbucks in Hollywood's probably open 24/7. Yeah. But it blew me away.
Dude, I love a plunge. I love a sauna and a plunge.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're thinking about getting a barrel sauna for over there.
Yeah, dude.
In the backyard here.
You can do it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We have an outdoor shower right there.
Oh, my God. It'd be
great.
So
we got the sauna situation.
Mm-hmm. That'd be real good.
But how the heck are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Great.
You know, just I've got two kids. So my life's a little different than
yours. Well, your show's back, though. Comedy is sort of back.
Oh, comedy's back. I'm doing comedy all the time now.
That's fun.
With, you know, varying levels of success.
I'll tell you what. I did two shows in Bozeman. Two shows only. And I think that's the perfect amount of shows to do.
Two. Yeah. Two nights?
Two on Friday, and then I did some improv stuff with them on Saturday. Uh-huh. But turns out I can sell out two shows in Bozeman, and that's the perfect amount of shows I can
sell
out.
Right? Boom. Yeah. Easy. Good.
Everyone there is like, wow, look at this. You know, so, you know, and it's not five shows spread out through a third full.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I agree 100%.
And I love it.
I'm down to one show per city. I like that.
Oh, a dream. how old are your kids right now? Is one 5?
2.5 and 5. Yeah, my daughter just turned 5.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, right?
I feel like everybody... And this is not ironic because it's actually true. Aged a lot over COVID because I haven't seen your children in 3 years. And so
I mean, literally
sense.
For children, they've aged the most.
Yeah.
Other than some people that we've seen go off the wagon, and then you see them and you're like, oh fuck, they're drinking again. Yeah. There are so many people where it's just like they were like they'd been sober for like 15 years, and then it's like you see them back doing stand up, and you're like, look at that, that's a different human being than I knew going into the pandemic.
Because they're drinking?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Name names.
No, I'm not
Starbucks.
Going to. Starbucks.
To
Do you know Mr. Starbucks? Here's where we name names of comedians who've fallen off the wagon, brought to you by Starbucks.
I get it. I'm doing my first ever month off of drinking. I talked to you about this.
Yeah, and I did January.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what happens. In my mind, I'm going to lose 30 pounds.
Oh, you totally will. Are you going to keep running?
Yeah, running, climbing, and I got a Peloton now.
Oh, my God.
Because I have to put my addiction in exercise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something.
That's what it seems like. It seems like you like camp and exercise instead, right?
I sprinkle in, you know, 30 beers in there. But you camp, too. That's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah.
You are my favorite comedian friend who also will go camping. Moshe Kasher will too. But I don't talk to him ever. He'll reach out when I post something and go, where is that? I'll tell him. He won't say thanks. He won't invite me when he goes. And that's the only time I...
We haven't gone camping, though, together, have we? We really need to.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Okay.
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, well, let's talk about this thing. So you're from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
What's the camping situation like in Jersey?
So Jersey, surprisingly, has a ton of camping. Like Western Jersey is very green, Delaware Water Gap area. And then the biggest national park on the East Coast is in New Jersey, and nobody knows about it. It's called the Pine Barrens. And it's the biggest, it's a huge, fucking huge national park.
What?
Yes. And there's a whole section of it that, because it's really acidic, sandy soil, that the pine trees only grow up until like your head.
Is this in South Jersey?
Yeah, it's like in between Atlantic City and Philly almost.
Okay, so yeah. I used to date a girl who was from right outside Philly and had family in Atlantic City, and we drove through it.
Yeah.
And it blew my fucking mind with how beautiful it was.
It's gorgeous there. And it's like, and in this one forest where it's like, literally you can just stand and look for acres. And you can see above all the pine trees. It's almost like, have you ever been to Alaska where there's permafrost?
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like the trees only grow up to like 5 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And you can just like look for as far as you want. It's like the same thing.
Sounds like Iowa, to be honest.
Really?
I mean, you can see as far as you want.
But there's trees in the way. There's like tall, normal sized trees, right?
They're called corn, man. For a while, they're not that tall. They're like knee high.
Right, right.
Corn. Okay, that's crazy. So you would camp a lot. It's going to chop her overhead.
That's
that happens when you podcast outside.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like it makes it, this gives it a little, you know, sense of the cinema verite of what you're trying to do.
Yeah, a little LA flavor. So growing up in Jersey, because you grew up in North Jersey, right?
No, Central. Asbury Park. Okay. Neptune.
That's not North Jersey?
No, Central. Central Jersey. See?
I thought like Springsteen could see, because in my head Springsteen is Asbury Park, and in my head he could see New York from where he's from.
You can see the lights. You can see the lights of New York City.
That's north to me then.
Mm-mm. No. Also, there is a fight that is going on right now in New Jersey. People say Central Jersey does not exist, that there's North and there's South, and it's not true. As a person from Central Jersey, there is a specific Central Jersey culture that is neither North, because North Jersey is just fucking New York City. Do you know what I mean? North Jersey is just like, we live next to New York City.
Right, because there is a part of New Jersey that is people who work in New York City.
Exactly, and that's all North Jersey. They have the accent. They're who you're thinking of when you're thinking of like Jersey Shore and all that shit. Even though the Jersey Shore happens down south. And then there's South Jersey, and they're Pineys. They're weird people, you know, who, like, live in the sticks, or they live in Atlantic City. Uh-huh. And then the only normal people are in Central New Jersey.
Jersey Mike.
Yeah. Jersey Mike. I worked at.
We've discussed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of the first Jersey Mikes.
Which I feel like they're headed the way of Subway right now, where I loved it so much, and now they're everywhere.
Oh, but I don't mind that they're everywhere. Because now I can go to the fucking airport and get a goddamn Jersey Mike's.
I was at the airport at like 4:45 on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Last Friday. And I was like, in the morning. I was like, this line's not that bad at Jersey Mike's right now. I'm not getting it.
The line is insane.
It's insane.
It's always fucking insane.
Pre-5 a.m. And I was like, it's only like a 10-minute line.
Is there breakfast? Is there Jersey Mike's breakfast?
I don't want a Jersey Mike's breakfast.
I don't either. I don't ever.
Okay. So there's the Central Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard and fast rule.
What
is the start of Central Jersey?
Oh, start of Central Jersey.
The North Central part.
I'm going to make this rule.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And I'm not sure what people would say, but I'm going to say that Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook is the starting of Central Jersey. And that would include, so you're talking like Sandy Hook down to
Atlantic City?
Let's say Bayhead. That's Central Jersey. And then Bayhead and South, that's Central Jersey.
Bayhead and South is South Jersey.
South Jersey, right. Okay. Central Jersey would be in between.
Okay.
And it's coastal, too. Like, I don't know if I'll include Trenton. Trenton and Princeton are, like, due west from where I grew up.
Those are freeway stops.
And I don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. I think maybe they are Central Jersey. Trenton's an intimidating city.
Yeah.
You ever been?
I have no reason to go.
There is, and you never will, but there's a big bridge as you come into Trenton, and just painted on it just says, it doesn't even say what. It says, Trenton makes, the world takes.
God damn.
It's so terrifying.
Yeah, that's like.
And at some point they thought that was fun. That was a cool thing to have.
No, that's not like a family friendly motto. It's
no,
like,
it isn't.
We get stepped on. That's what it should say. We get stepped on. The world doesn't pay. The world takes.
Takes.
All right. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more camping than I would guess in New Jersey.
There is. Western New Jersey has a ton, but you probably would end up going into upstate New York to go camping.
All right. Which is not the same as the West Coast. We can agree.
Oh, no.
Because, like, I grew up in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I didn't like camping because I lived in the woods. You know what I mean? Like, I'm already camping. My life's camping.
Oh, really? So as a growing up, you didn't like, you hated it.
I never camped
you
once.
You didn't give a shit.
Didn't camp once till I was 25. Andy Haynes took me.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, because I just like grew up like thinking like, I already live in the woods. Fuck the woods.
Yeah.
I hate the woods. I want to be in the city.
I get that.
And
get
then
that.
Like, you know, 3 years in the city, I was like, this is driving me crazy. And then somebody showed me that not the woods doesn't mean Iowa.
Yeah.
It could mean Joshua Tree
or
Yosemite.
Where's your first place you went camping?
Joshua Tree.
Oh.
With Andy Haynes.
So when you were there, it wasn't incredibly windy at night, or was it?
No.
Oh, wow.
In Joshua Tree?
The only time I've camped in Joshua Tree. Oh, my God. Can I tell you this story?
I can't wait, because I've camped in Joshua Tree probably 30 to 40 times.
I've only camped once, and I've never gone back because of this experience.
All right. So I'm going to debunk it.
Okay, great. I'm happy to have you, because I would love to go and experience it again. I just moved to L.A.
All right.
Been camping since I was, 18, really. 16, 18. And super excited. I'm on the West Coast. I'm finally going to camp. It's my birthday, February 22nd. So I'm like, I can camp in the wintertime because we live in California. I'm going to go to the desert and camp, and it's going to be wonderful. And I just had moved to L.A., and I didn't know a ton of people yet. And we, like, it just invited kind of like a mismatch of people. And I had told everyone, I'm getting shrooms. We're going to do shrooms in Joshua Tree. It was great. And I rented a big RV. I've never driven an RV before, never had an RV before.
It's also, I will say, very hard to get a group of people to leave Los Angeles together.
Yes, it is. And this was a very loose alliance. Not everybody knew each other.
Right.
You're
going to get a mix mash.
I'm going to get mix mash. And so told everybody I was getting mushrooms. And then I talked to my cousin, who we had just recently discovered each other, mm-hmm. you know. And so we were, you know, he's kind of like a new friend, but even though we're related. And he, I found out he's sober. And I was like, oh. And so then I just, without telling anyone, just didn't get any mushrooms because I was like, my cousin's going to be there and he's sober and I don't want to put him in that situation. But never mentioned it to anybody that I'm not bringing mushrooms. So then we get up there. First off, driving in the RV was terrifying. Like the thing would shake like at 48 miles per hour. So I'd like drive so slow on the highway.
I rented a VW bus up there one time for a travel show. And there's a reason those aren't in stock anymore. They're hard to drive and they're no fun.
Yeah. And this was a big, big one, you know?
Wow.
With like a, you know, it was terrifying the whole time getting there. And then we get there and everyone finds out that I just didn't bring mushrooms and everyone is not happy about that.
No.
And then it's so windy. It is so windy and awful that it's so cold. Everyone's miserable. And then we go and we, for some reason, invited our neighbor because like my wife had become friendly with our neighbor. We just moved in. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, she seems fine. Yeah. Okay, great. So she asked me, hey, can I invite her to your birthday? I'm like, yeah, sure. And she turns out to be like, it was just a strange situation where she just at some point decided she was going to walk away. Like we were all going for a walk and then she decided to walk away. Like I watched her walk away. Mm-hmm. And then we started calling for her and then I saw her head poke up and we're all calling for her. And then I watched her turn around and then continue to walk away. Mm-hmm. And she just wanted us all to like call for her for an hour. So we walked around in the desert drunk, calling for her, and I was, except for me, I was just going, I just saw her walk away, I'm not calling for her, and I like sat there mad the whole time. And then, so that was the whole night of that night, which was searching for this person who wasn't lost at all, who had just like felt like she wasn't getting enough attention around the fire, and I didn't even know this person. Mm-hmm. So then she comes back, and then the next night it's even windier, so I get even more drunk, and then we're all sleeping in the RV, and then
that's loud in there then with
it's,
the wind.
Oh yeah, it's loud, and an alarm just kept going off every 11 minutes that I would then like get up drunkenly and like hit to make it stop. Mm-hmm. And that was the carbon monoxide alarm. And I just kept turning it off, and then in the morning I found out like if I just pulled on it, it would have like turned it off, and I wouldn't have done it. So everyone, no one slept that whole night because a literal carbon monoxide alarm went off every 11 minutes inside the fucking camper. And it was miserable. And like half of those people, I don't even speak to them anymore.
Well, I understand why.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a terrible, terrible experience.
I will say that it is not what Joshua Tree is.
No.
You should go with one like-minded person or alone.
Yes. No more group camping.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea.
Unless it's group camping, but everyone is like very aware, I'm not in charge of anything, and I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
That RV made everything.
It fucked it all up.
Yeah. But I will say go. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
And we both like all the same stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we enjoy the same music. Yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
And
you listen to music when you camp.
Oh, cassettes. I have a ton of cassettes.
You have a ton of cassettes.
Yeah. But that's what I love going and with my cassette player, cassettes. Just listening to cassettes, jamming, drinking beer by the fire, drawing, writing. And I don't know. For some reason, I feel like I'm in the 80s.
Yeah.
And every cassette tape sounds like I'm listening to it underwater. I do have Greetings from Asbury Park on cassette.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's a great album.
I got all my cassettes over here. I'll show you when we leave. Like 100 that I would just like.
Do you have a carrying case for them, or do you just put them in a big box?
I'll grab like a choice 10.
Oh, okay.
Throw them in a bag.
Yeah. So do you mostly do car camping, or do you backpack?
I've gotten into backpacking lately.
Okay, yeah.
But I do like car camping, but alone.
Okay.
You know what? I'll drive, park, walk aways, put my site there, and I'll BLM land.
Uh-huh. But it's like you'll walk like a quarter mile or something.
Yeah, no, like I don't want to be around anybody, but if I'm with people, car camping's fun.
Yeah.
But I want to get more into backpacking, which you are good at. You're getting into it too.
I'm getting into it. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go through. When did you start camping? Like, why? You said 16?
18. 18, really, when I started.
Okay.
Do you want to know how?
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you. You ready? Here it is. I went to Catholic school. It's kind of a long story, so I apologize.
No, that's great.
Went to Catholic school, and I had a teacher named Joe Feely, which is a funny name for a Catholic school.
Yeah.
But he taught a class called Myths, Dreams, and Cultures, which is a weird class to have at a Catholic school in the 90s. We learned about like Aboriginal mindsets. We learned about like Eastern philosophies. We learned about dreams. And then at the end of it, and this class like changed everyone's life, you know? And then at the end, you were allowed to go for a 3-day camping trip with him.
Also, like, just butting in, like, in Catholic school, this is not a normal class you get to
this
take.
This is, it's insane that he was able to slide this under the radar.
That's all I mean. Like this, if you're used to all just nothing but, yeah, hey, this, and this one guy's like, there might be other options. You're going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah. Like, he taught us how to meditate. Mm-hmm. He taught us, like, this is what Buddhism is, and this is what samsara is. This is the wheel of suffering. You know, it's like, it was just like, blew all of our fucking minds. Yeah. And then we were allowed to go camping for 3 days if you wanted to. You could sign up. So he had this land in upstate New York. It's about four and a half hour drive from Jersey. And it was like a buddy of his land. And then we went up there. And then for 3 days, like, had all these, like, primitive skills workshops. Like, learned how to, like, make a rabbit stick and throw a rabbit stick. Learned how to, like, build an actual fire with just, you know, what you have. Mm-hmm. And then it all culminated in we built a 30-person sweat lodge, and then had a sweat all together, and it was like, it just was like, blew the top of my head off.
I can't imagine how fun that would be.
It was at 18 too. Do you know what I mean? Like, we were in there, and it was like, you know, we come out, we went in when it was like the sun was setting, and we sweat for a very long time. And then we come out, and there was like a little pond down the road, down like the way. And so as we get into the pond to like cool off, heat lightning started happening in the distance.
Yeah.
So it was like you were in this like altered like space. And then all of a sudden, like heat lightning across a mountain just starts happening with all these like lightning bugs. It was fucking, I was like, I'm in for life.
That's awesome.
It was amazing.
And the other probably weird thing about that is like sometimes when stuff like that happens, I'm like, so there is a God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember I took mushrooms and I was, because I grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're ever not Catholic after that.
Right.
Unless you're like, I'm not Catholic. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just don't go to church or nothing. But I took mushrooms and I was camping and whales went by. And I was just like, all right, so that's God. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It like really centers you.
Yes.
And like makes you, I think it makes you less cynical.
I agree.
I think getting away, doing these things, and seeing things happen makes you so much less cynical, and it's like really refreshing.
It really is. And also that idea of God, what I reject is just this idea that there's like a very much human person who like sits somewhere above us who has opinions about like if we curse or not. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is what I reject.
Yeah. No, I remember when I found, like, I was like, what is fog? You know, we're driving through fog in Iowa, and my mom's like, oh, it's clouds. And I was like, I can't stand on this, because in my head, angels stood on clouds.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Like, that was like the first crack.
Yeah, I was like, wait, this is clouds. And you can just walk through it. How do they hang out on top of these?
But also, I never thought about it, is that that idea comes from literally people thinking there's angels directly, like, whatever, 15,000 feet above us. Like, right there. Yeah. Like, that's the clouds they're talking about. They're not talking about clouds past space.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never thought about that. They imagined that they were just right there.
Yeah,
like, that close.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you're like, I'm in, I like this. But then you go to New York, and New York is tough to camp. That's not a camping.
Oh, you can't camp in New York City,
But I just mean,
but
like,
you can get out of it.
You can get out, but it's harder than California.
Oh, it's
or
harder.
Or literally
to get out.
Anywhere else I've ever been.
Oh, yeah. Escape. I always thought of it as like escape from New York. Because I would go twice a year when I lived in New York City, always up to the same place, Crow, which is where I went with the original time when I was 18.
Okay.
Good garbage truck happening right now. I don't know if you can hear that. But it would be like insane just to get the fuck out of the city. You'd have to leave like 2 hours just to like get out of the city, and then it would be another 4 hour drive.
Right.
To get there.
And then it's also your when I lived in New York, like your standards are so low for what nature is.
Exactly.
You're like, that's a fucking pond, right? Yeah. Like like out here I'm like, that's not that big of a waterfall.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, for real. No, the West Coast is like, it just blows the East Coast away for camping.
Yes. Okay, incredible. So do you have like, I asked you to come up with five exotic, doesn't have to be exotic, just five camps, like camping trips you want to go on.
Okay.
Like throughout the world. And yeah. I'll go. I'll start from my bottom up, from five.
Oh, wow, you've ordered them. I have not ordered them.
I wrote it down, but you don't have to order them, but you have five, right?
Sure.
Okay, so we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So number five for me, that this is one's the most reasonable, and I will probably do it this summer for my birthday.
All right.
A Southern Alaska camping trip.
Southern Alaska.
Because I've done,
Alaska was also on my list, okay?
Well, I've done Fairbanks, and I've done Denali.
You camped in Fairbanks?
In Denali.
Whoa!
Holy so I've
shit.
Done Central Alaska.
Uh-huh.
I've done. You should do. Have you ever done comedy in Alaska?
Yes, I have in Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
those guys.
Yeah, with those guys.
Those guys fucking rule.
That was great. Did you go to Botel when you were in Fairbanks?
I'm sure.
Oh, it's a dive bar that used to be a boat, but now the boned down.
100% went
down.
There. Yeah, 100% went there.
Yeah,
had a great time.
Yeah,
by myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loved it.
Loved
Didn't
it.
Mind it.
I met everybody there. I became best friends with everyone.
Yeah, Alaska's a weird place where you can go by yourself,
and it doesn't matter.
And it's like an Alaska. You know what I just thought about? Alaska's an airport.
Yeah.
They're down to talk to whoever.
Yes, they are.
And you can be alone, and there's no problem with that.
No, there's no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay. But I want to do Southern Alaska. That's where all the mountains are, and it's like way nicer weather,
and it's
along the glaciers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's butting up against Canada?
Yeah. Straight up like Juneau, like all of that stuff. Like just all of the, it's not an archipelago.
And you want to go in summertime?
I'd prefer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to camp outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my number five, just Southern Alaska in general. Very exciting for me. Never been flown into Anchorage, but then drove north.
Okay. So mine is somewhere along the Chilean coast.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's all, I don't know if you know much about surfing, but it's all lefts there, and I'm goofy footed, so I left is a
front facing
wave.
To this.
Yeah,
very
yeah, yeah.
Exciting.
So it's all lefts, and in here in California, in LA especially, it's all rights. There's one left point break, and it's kind of not that great.
Okay.
Called zeros, but everything else is right. So that means the wave is behind you, and it's just more annoying. I also grew up on a left, so I'm used to lefts, and I had to really get used to like going right. So I want to just go to Chile and camp on the beach and right in front of a left point break that no one's at.
Do you have like a city you have planned this to fly into?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, I would like to attend. Chile is also on my list.
Oh, really? Look at that. Alaska's on my list. So.
Okay. All right. So number four for me, and maybe you've gone. You seemed like a world traveler, a cool cat. I've never done Asia, period. So I want to do like Southeast Asia, Vietnam.
Okay.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, my brother's an ambassador. Well, he's almost an ambassador. He's like the next down. But before that, he was just like a lowly diplomat. And he did two tours.
With the Trump administration?
No, he actually got out during the Trump administration and went and taught during that.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was just like, I don't want to be there.
I assumed and was doing a joke, and wow, he's even better than my joke.
No, he's better. He's a good guy. And he guess where he just was?
Vietnam?
Kyiv.
What?
Yeah, he just got out of Kyiv.
Like when?
He got out just right before the invasion.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah, crazy. So, but he used to, so he did two separate tours in Bangkok.
Okay.
And I visited him both times. And I didn't do any camping, but I did stay once. We went to, and this was in early 2000s, so I'm sure it's very, very different now. But Koh Lanta, and literally like you take a boat there, and then Koh means island, and you get off, and then there's just a bunch of pickup trucks, and they have like like pictures of what their accommodations are like, and like you look at them, and that's the prices, and all the prices are like $14, and that includes like a night on beach and food,
right.
And you're like this one, and then you hop in the back of the pickup truck, and they just drive you, and then the places are like little A-frames, but like they're on the fucking beach, and then the fish like literally are brought out, and like you choose the fish from the boat, and you're like, oh well, we'll have that fish tonight. It was amazing, and it was the place we stay was $8 for the night.
My friend Eddie Ryan. He went for a while, and he was like, the only thing that costs any money is getting there.
Yeah.
And then it's, you're just like, yeah, no, I'm here.
Yeah.
This is great.
It was amazing. It was so peaceful. It was just, and then elephants. You just see elephants like walking along the side of the road and shit.
What?
Yeah. So we rented scooters and we're like scooting around. And then there's every once in a while you just pass like an elephant going, I don't know, to its job. It was going somewhere because it was using the road. I figure if it doesn't have a job, it's probably going to be in a field.
Nah, yeah, that elephant's kicking it. Elephants on the road are headed. Oh, I got to go give some tourists a ride. All right. So
okay, so you have Southeast. So that's where you should go. Go to Koh Lanta if you want to go.
All right.
Okay, it's my second
another
place.
Spot.
Okay, I want to. This is a place I've been to, and I want to go back.
I like that.
All right. It's the northeast coast of Tasmania.
I've been there.
Yeah?
Hobart?
No, that's south. This is up in the northeast corner.
Oh, shit. You know, I got my south and north.
Confused because it's upside down, bro. Yeah.
Well, I went down to the south end.
Yeah, to Hobart.
No, because Hobart's in the south. I mean, I went up. It's so fucking confusing. I went up to the north part.
Yeah.
Which is the
Launceston. Yeah.
So I did both, but I was staying on the god damn it, it's so confusing. I was staying on the west part.
Okay.
And they said the east part is more Mordor is how it was pitched to me.
Interesting. So we went, I was dating an Australian woman at the time, and we were teaching at University of Tasmania. We taught a 2-week workshop on comedy. Crazy.
Is that in Launceston or
it was
Hobart?
In Launceston, yeah. In Lonnie, they call it. And we were just in the parking lot, and we happened to like run into, because it's, you know, it's all such a small community, a friend of hers who she hasn't seen in 15 years or whatever. And then they're like, oh, you're from the States. Oh, you should go up to my grandpa's place. And she's like, oh, really? Can we? And they're like, yeah. And then they just literally texted. And the next day we got in a car and we drove for like from Launceston like 6 hours, like three of it on just a dirt road.
Well, it's not that big, but it's fucking primitive. Like the roads are rough.
Oh, yeah. The roads were real rough. And so this is the whole northeastern part. I think it's called like the fire.
Bay of Fires?
Maybe it's Bay of Fires.
Well, Bay of Fires is, I was there, and that's on the western part. But I do know that the north, here's what I do know.
I'm looking it up on a map.
So I'm just letting you know. So quick story. Here's what I learned when I was in Tasmania. If you were if you were in trouble, they would ship you to Australia. And then if you went
really?
To well, I mean, it was a fucking prison colony. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then if you kept fucking up, they'd send you to Tasmania.
Whoa.
And then if you kept fucking up, they'd send you to eastern Tasmania, because that's where it was the most fucking hard.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. So like that's where they would like maroon people that like wouldn't stop fighting. They'd be like, you gotta go to eastern Tasmania, this is too much. But I agree. I would also,
dude, it's Bay of Fires is right where I'm saying it's on the northeast side.
Okay, well, you know what?
That's where we were, Bay of Fires.
Okay, incredible.
So now where?
Maybe I just looked at that and I like told myself I really wanted to go there, and I associated it with the place I went. Could you believe that I might have something?
This like red rock all over it.
No, I went there, dude. I have been there. In my head,
That's northeast.
Okay, I'm looking at this
you
map.
Look at it upside down too.
Okay, it is northeast. So I have on my Instagram, I have the Bay of Fires.
Oh, really?
I was there.
All right, I believe
it. I have been there.
So then you don't know your east from your west.
Not when I'm in fucking Tasmania.
It doesn't matter.
Because I stayed right here in Coles Bay. So I went there. Did you ever feed the pig any of the beer in that little, the pig in the paddock?
No.
It's right by the Bay of Fires.
Oh, really? No.
I don't feel so dumb anymore. Because I did go there.
Good.
And I was dating Grace, our friend, and she would not let me feed the pig beer. Because you could buy a beer to feed the pig at the pig in the paddock at the Bay of Fires, and she was like, "No, you don't get to fucking. That's animal cruelty." I was like, "Let me pick the pig. Loves
seems
the beer.
Like the beer. Seems like the pig gets the beer all the time.
Loves the beer. Let me give him some fucking beer." Ah.
So we drive up, and it's like it's called Queensland or whatever. Like that's their version of a national park. And so there are certain no structures allowed in this national park, except if there was a fishing hut that got grandfathered in when they made it a park in like 1910 or something. Mm-hmm. So this family has one of these fishing huts that got like grandfathered in, and it's literally like a shack. It has a toilet and it has electricity, but that's it. And it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. So we went up to this place. Literally, if you stood on like in front of the shack, you could see like one side, like a little bay. And then if you walked like a quarter mile in the opposite direction, there was another beach. And it was just like 10 miles of no one with just a lighthouse. And so we were there for like 3 days completely alone. I happened to have liquid acid, and we took liquid acid and like just walked around in the middle of nowhere in Australia. It was like ran into a wombat who was like nesting in his like little, or like he was just like rolling around on the ground.
I saw an echidna when I was there.
An echidna?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know what an echidna is.
Like
the only reason I know an echidna is from my children's picture books.
Yeah. So I'm in a national park in Tasmania.
All right. Yeah. Look at that. We've both been national parks in Tasmania. Anyway, I want to go right back there. That was so magical and so amazing.
Let me know, because not too far, you can feed a pig a beer. I really recommend feeding a pig a beer at the Pig in the Paddock, not far from the Bay of Fires in Tasmania.
There it is. Okay, what's your next one?
So my next one.
Oh, my God, we have the same phone.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we like.
Not just like, guys, it's not just an iPhone. It's the same color
same
and everything.
Color. You know, it's a little understated, but we're tired of breaking our screens.
Exactly.
Okay, so I didn't pick any places I've been, Kurt. But I also thought about this more because it's my own podcast.
Okay.
I want to camp, and our good friend Greg Barris just did this. I want to camp in the fucking Amazon. I want to see what it's like.
Ugh.
I want a week of just like, how crazy is this? Because he says it's crazy, and I bet it's crazier than I think.
I can't. I don't want to do that.
Really?
That is something I do not want to do.
I just want.
Just the size and number of insects seems too large and too many.
Yeah, and monkeys are everywhere screaming.
Yeah, trying to grab your food.
Well, I mean, I want to go in there. I want to I need somebody, obviously. I'll die within a
minute. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just the Amazon. Was
Greg gone down there just for like ayahuasca reasons?
Of course. Why else would Greg go down there? Yeah. I mean, of course.
Would you? Do you want to go down and like do an ayahuasca thing?
No, I want to enjoy myself. I don't want to barf into a bucket.
I don't either. That holds no interest for me. As a person who's done many, many psychedelics, I have no interest in this ayahuasca experience.
No.
I don't want to throw up.
Yeah.
I don't want to have an 8-hour go inside myself trip.
No, no, not when I'm like on vacation.
No.
Like, can I clock in and do that?
I love a mushroom trip for 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't throw up at all.
No, it's super fun.
Yeah.
So I just want to get into the Amazon. I just think it would be pretty just like overwhelming. And I'd be like, okay, I underestimated this. And I thought it was pretty crazy. And it's crazier than I thought it would be.
Yep. Okay. I hear that. That's a good feeling to you, to be overwhelmed and feel
well,
like you
underestimated
it.
Well, just to realize like how big the world is.
Okay.
I like anytime I'm like, whoa. This world is so much bigger than I thought it was.
Interesting. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
All right.
I felt that way recently when I went to Bulgaria.
Were you doing in Bulgaria?
I was doing a horror movie it was literally one day of shooting, but I was there for a week. So I got like 3 days on front end, 3 days on the back end.
The best thing I've ever heard of.
The best thing ever.
Yeah.
In a very nice hotel. And it was just fucking, it's super weird. Bulgaria is very weird.
Isn't it like pretty Transylvania-y? Isn't it close?
Is Transylvania a place?
Yeah.
It is. It's
in Romania.
A real place. Look at that. Don't know. Didn't even know.
It's like a region of Romania.
Okay, great.
So it's like,
so it's not a country. There's not a country that I've been missing my whole life.
No,
called
it's
Transylvania.
Like, you know, it's like this is obviously not right, but it's like you know how the United States is like the Southwest and the
right,
Northeast.
Right, right.
Like Romania
so
has like
okay.
Transylvania is like a region of
yeah.
the country.
This felt like Bulgaria felt like, you know, villagey and mostly green, and then with a city center that felt very European. Mm-hmm. And you could walk around and like a lot of bars and parks, which is like right up my alley.
Yeah.
Like literally open air bars in parks, and you can just walk everywhere with your drink.
America's catching up. I think COVID helped with letting us drink outside.
Man, you know, I think we're going back because, and I'm only judging this on the one place I go outside to drink, which is the Americana Mall in Glendale, California. Okay. And you used to be able to walk around with a vodka soda, and they don't let you do it anymore. And I'm pretty upset about that.
That's frustrating.
It's very frustrating because then I would bring my kids, get my kids a Wetzel's Pretzels hot dog, get a vodka soda, sit on the fucking lawn and let them run around, play with bubbles.
Yeah.
And now I can't do it anymore. I mean, I do it, but I'm more bored.
Well, no, you can do it. You just got to put it in your water bottle.
We did do that. Okay.
Good. I'm glad that you didn't give up on your dreams. Yeah, you know, when I went to Switzerland, it's like it's so weird because it's like, oh, is this place called Interlock? And I was like, oh, this cool city center. They have a McDonald's. Uh-huh. They have hotels.
Yeah.
And then I skated to this lake.
Skateboarded?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought a skateboard.
You bought a skateboard in Switzerland?
Well, I bought a skateboard in Denmark, then traveled around Europe.
Oh, okay. This was when you were in your 20s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was when I was shooting a travel show that Above Average made, which had millions and millions of views. It was great. And then they sold it to Comedy Central. Comedy Central restarted all the views. Now it maybe has 60.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was like, no, we had like a fun YouTube travel show. And now if you type it in, it's like 8 people watch this. I'm like, well, they didn't. And also, I didn't make any money. I'm like, why does Comedy Central own this now?
Yeah.
Why? To bury it. Yeah. They slowly follow me around. They go, how can we ruin this?
Yeah.
Okay. But I ended up in Switzerland, and it seems kind of Bulgari, where you're like, wow, this is, you know, very modern. And then skate it a mile away, and there's a lady using a broom that looks like it's from the 1500s.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, in addition, in Bulgaria, you go like just outside the city center, and then it's just Soviet block housing. Do you know what I mean? Like that brutalist architecture.
Yeah, we did.
That's terrifying.
In our travel show, we went to Berlin, and we checked out, you know, East versus West Berlin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it is pretty drastic.
It's really intense that anyone would think this is the way we want to live. Do you know what I mean? That anyone ever thought, like, this is a cool way to live.
No.
Right?
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
So is Bulgaria, was that one of yours? Or we could just keep going.
I'd say Bulgaria, yeah.
I want to go to Bulgaria because this goes straight into exactly what I'm fucking talking about.
I love it.
I want to camp in the Swiss Alps, but at this place called the Dolomites.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Northern Italy.
Oh, my God, I want to go.
It looks
Guess
so
what?
Cool.
My mother-in-law is going this June.
What?
Yes, she's doing like a senior hiking trip in the fucking Dolomites with the Sierra Club.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Because that shit is like James Bond shit, you know?
Yeah, my writing partner Isaac and his wife went, and I don't think she'd feel bad me saying this. She cried when they left because she was like, can I stay here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, why would
we leave? No, I mean, like, it looks amazing. I totally want to go.
Yeah.
If I wasn't going to Jersey, I'd be in the Dolomites, buddy. I'm going to Jersey in July, so I can't.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. What's your next place you like? If you can go your final place, the number one place you like, look, I don't know if this will ever happen, but I really want to go on like a month-long camping trip through this.
Whoa, a month-long camping trip.
Your kids and your wife are dead, and now it's just you.
I think it's just doing the PCT.
Really?
Yeah. Probably through the JMT, that section.
John Muir Trail.
Yeah.
So
when I say PCT, we're talking Pacific Crest Trail. We're talking...
In my head, everyone knew that, but then not everyone might know the John Muir. Okay.
Yeah. Which I think is doable at some point, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, 3 months, really.
Yeah.
When we were camping up in Montana, we ran into some people straight at the Canada. We were on the Continental Crest Trail.
Okay.
And Cornell Reed asked, where are you guys going to these people camping? And they go, Mexico. And he was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Turns out they were really going, they were walking to Mexico.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's
so cool.
It's amazing. Yeah. Also, I just did my first 3-day backpacking trip.
Okay. By yourself or with somebody?
With somebody. And I don't want to go by myself. I do not want to do that. Because I camped for a month by myself when I was 22.
Where?
In upstate New York, the same place that I first originally went.
Okay.
And it was just, you know how it is.
It gets boring.
It gets boring and then it gets scary and then it gets boring again.
I camped for... one week alone in Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
Yeah.
How many, you know, how self-righteous can you get?
Yeah.
That's all. I just slowly felt.
How long
felt
can
more
you meditate?
More.
Yeah. How long can you journal? How long can you walk by yourself?
Yeah.
You know, at a certain point, especially for you and I mean, like, we have not stopped talking this entire time. We want to say things to people, have connections.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that that's like a basic thing.
Okay.
But I always thought, like, oh, I'm definitely going to do the PCT. But I have rejiggered it after doing just 3 days. Just right by here. Mm-hmm. You saw those pictures. I sent you the info.
Yeah.
We were going to do like one campsite and then hike to another campsite and then hike out. And instead, we just stayed at our first campsite because just to have like a full day of like chilling,
right,
going in the river, hanging out, and then not have to fucking lug our shit the next day.
Yeah. I did a summer and I did a decent Trans Catalina Trail and it was.
Ooh, yeah. You did that one. You have to have like a permit and everything, right?
Yeah, you gotta arrange beforehand.
Did they fly water in for you, or you had to? Okay.
Which I will say, big difference. You don't have to haul water.
Yeah,
that's the number one thing.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
And that was a great starter to like that sort of life.
Isn't it just all exposed though the whole time?
No, you're like on the ocean a lot of it.
Yeah, but I mean exposed like there's no shade.
Yeah, no. But we were there. We were there over Christmas. Like, it was like Christmas Day. So it wasn't like, it was like, it was perfect. It was like 60 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did it get really cold at night?
No, because you're still like, you know, on a Los Angeles island.
Wow.
To like 40.
That's great.
It was great.
How many days did it take?
If you do it right, you can do it in 4. But we had to, like, I had to do some work that made me cancel 2 of the days.
Uh-huh.
And that was Christmas and... not upset or anything, but that project's still not done.
Oh man.
They're like, hey, can you guys work through Christmas? We
Are
really
you kidding
need this.
Me? I'm not joking. Dude, that I would be so furious right now.
Yeah. The other thing that was a bummer is I asked if I could go with Summer to Paris and they said we might need you here. And I didn't go. I'm done. Here's my, what I've
You're
learned.
Done asking.
Here's what I've learned from working on a project. Never ask them if you can leave.
Yeah, just
leave.
Go and then.
Yeah.
Sometimes they won't even
and
notice.
If they need you back,
yeah,
like
then
especially
you come
if you're
back.
Just waiting on notes.
Yeah.
If they need you back, I have no problem coming back.
Yeah.
And if they don't, I had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a little life lesson that I've learned.
I agree 100%.
And another
lesson is don't tell anyone about anything until you have the money in your bank.
That's true. Well. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I don't even want to get into it. My number one place.
Number one, great.
Number one.
Ready to go.
I wanted to go there last summer, right before COVID. This was my COVID trip.
Okay.
Because it was like things were going well, comedy-wise, and everything was rocking.
Yeah.
I was like, I've earned this.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a month in Patagonia.
Whoa.
Just straight up, all around it, rent a car.
You want it summertime? So our wintertime, their summertime?
Well, I was going to go in August. It still doesn't get too bad down there.
It doesn't, really.
I mean, that's
our
what
August
I,
would be I'm just like their Christmas.
I'm sure I looked up a couple, you know, I found what I wanted to find on the internet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which yeah,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is it cold? And somebody's like, yeah. I was like, is it really cold?
You know, and they're like, no, it's not too bad.
But I just want to go down there for a month.
Yeah.
I want to go down to Tierra del Fuego. I want to go through the Strait of Magellan.
Yeah. Oh, you want to go on a boat?
I want to go through the Strait of Magellan.
I want to go on a boat. That's a, maybe I want to. Does going on a boat count as camping?
I don't know, but it counts as a trip.
Yeah, it does.
I want to camp a little bit and then go on the Tierra del Fuego, go down there, Island of Fires.
I want to sleep on a boat, period.
Wait, hold on. So you have a, there's a funny story because I just had to get a company for this show
uh-huh.
that I'm working on. And it, I named it Terra Incognito
because uh-huh.
I like that. It's just land unknown.
Yeah.
What they wrote on maps. And,
yeah.
But you have the funniest name of a company anyone's ever made.
Wetfoot?
No, I thought you had a different one that you guys got audited.
Yeah. That one got audited. We have since closed it, and I wish we had kept it open.
Can you tell people what the name was?
Oh, yeah. The name was Business Incorporated. And I still wish we had it. I still wish we had it.
Like, we got to audit these guys.
Yeah, Business Incorporated.
Oh, that made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, it's a bummer that it doesn't exist anymore. We had to shut it down just because, like, we opened it for like a couple for like some web series we were doing, and then the web series were over, and then I was still getting charged like $2,000 a year in like accounting fees.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, I'm not making any money on this. Put it, shut it down.
Yeah, that's like anytime they keep trying to force me to join the Writers Guild, and I'm like, I don't need another guild. Stop making me pay to be in guilds. I don't want you. Yeah,
you should join though. You should.
But
join.
I'm in the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, no, but WGA like, but doesn't protect you for writing stuff.
I don't care.
No, you want it.
All right,
come on, get in that WGA.
I don't.
Then you can have secondary and primary insurance.
Openly fought going into it for 2 years.
Don't
now.
Fight it. Get in.
Well, that's called biz talk with Kernberg. Okay. Realistically, though,
yes.
Have you taken your children camping yet?
I took my daughter last year, and she loved it. She talks about it all the time.
Where'd you
guys went? We just went to in Malibu, where you can like our campsite. You can literally like walk to the beach.
Yeah, well, I know
Leo
that site.
Creo. Oh yeah. So I'm gonna go to another. I got one at the one you told me about.
Well, I don't mind. People listening to this, Sycamore Canyon is the best campsite in Los Angeles.
Don't say it. Don't
say
it. Hey,
if you listen to this podcast, you get the fucking deets, okay? if I run into you there and you found it because of me, hey, I love it. I don't mind telling listeners where I go camping because I don't mind that. Generally, keep that to yourself. But Sycamore Canyon in Malibu is the best campsite
in Los
Angeles. I
just got a night there for... I'm not going to say, but in for a couple weeks, and maybe I'm going to take my daughter back. But first time we went, went me and a buddy, Michael Joyce, and his daughter and my daughter.
Mike Joyce?
Yeah, Mike Joyce from Chicago.
He's one of my first comedy friends.
Yeah. So our daughters are good friends, and we're friends now.
Well, he's the best.
She's the best. I love him.
Yeah.
And
we used to hang out in our car when I was 20 and listen to Pearl Jam.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really great because you could literally like walk into like a beach with a fucking cave. Do you know what I mean? And like the kids could go in a goddamn cave and then come back. It is exhausting. They were both 4 at the time.
Right.
So now Olive's 5, and I do think she would be able to handle it much, much better.
Okay.
So I want to do it again.
She doesn't want to crush 50 beers and sit around a fire?
We didn't drink. So Mike and I didn't drink just because we knew it was going to be so exhausting. And I'm so happy we didn't because I had to like... stay up with her
well, it's
and like
scary.
Hold her.
It's got to be scary. Yeah. You don't need old. You don't need snoozy daddy.
Exactly.
You don't want to play don't wake daddy at the camp.
But yeah, so
that's awesome.
It was great.
Okay,
we did s'mores and everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my brother to bring my nephews and meet me in the Tetons.
How old are the nephews?
Old enough to be nightmares, but like great. You know what I mean? Like a fucking 12, 10,
they can handle themselves. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
like old enough to like, you can get wasted. They're just going to beat you up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to fight you with a stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like you're drunk and they'll fight you.
Yeah.
And you're like, shut up. Old enough to have arguments with. Okay, cool. Well, Hot Tub is back.
Uh-huh.
This was the camping episode of this podcast. Hot Tub with Kurt and Kristen's back now at the Virgil.
Yep. You can listen to my podcast, Bananas. Anywhere you listen to podcasts. We've got Charlize Theron on in a couple weeks.
That's fun. She's nice. I met her a couple times. She hosted SNL when I was there.
Nice. She's great.
Yeah, she was like very chill.
Yeah, she's super chill.
She asked me, we were like in some sketch, and she has a cool black child.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know. She hasn't listened to this podcast. She's like, I don't know how to like comb his hair. Is what she told me. And I was like, yeah, I don't know either, man. Like, I don't know how to have this conversation. I got bigger problems.
I'm just trying to hang on here.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't know, man. He seems pretty cool. I bet you'll figure it out. Check out the internet. I don't know why you came to old Brooks from Iowa on how to care for your child's hair. But a real nice lady.
She's great.
Yeah.
The best.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, go listen to Bananas,
listen
folks.
Listen to Bananas with... Scotty, your friend.
Yeah,
friend.
Scotty Landis.
He's the best.
He's the best.
Writer of Ma.
Writer of Ma.
And many other cool things. Well, cool. I'll put a link to that your podcast in this episode description.
Thank you.
And yeah, go check out your show Monday nights at the Virgil if you're visiting Los Angeles. Okay. Well, I was going to do one more compliment.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Say, anytime anybody does visit Los Angeles, and they're like, should I go anywhere? I send them to Hot Tub.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. That's the only reliable show in Los Angeles.
Oh, Good Heroin. That's another one.
I'm going to stick with mine. It's a good show, but yours is, can't beat it. You have the best shot.
Thank you.
All right, Kurt, you're a big listener, and you know that I have every time I have a guest on, I have them close out the show. So go ahead.